Random House Audio presents Notorious 19 by Janet Ivanovich. Read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1.
I don't know why we gotta sit here baking in your car in the middle of the day, in the middle of the summer, in the middle of this crummy neighborhood, Lula said. It must be 200 degrees in here. Why don't we have the air conditioning on?
It's broken, I told her.
Well, why don't you have your window open?
It's stuck closed.
Then why don't we take my car? My car's got everything.
Your car is red and flashy. People notice it and remember it. This is the stealth car, I said.
Lula shifted in her seat.
Stealth car, my big toe. This thing is a hunk of junk.
This was true, but it was my hunk of junk, and due to a professional dry spell, it was all I could afford. Lula and I work for my cousin Vinny's bail bonds office in Trenton, New Jersey. I'm a fugitive apprehension agent, and Lula is my sometimes partner. We were currently parked on Stark Street doing surveillance on a rooming house, hoping to catch Melvin Barrel coming or going. He'd been accused of possession with intent to sell. Vinny bonded him out of jail, and Barrel hadn't shown for his court date. Lula makes a wage as the office file clerk, but I only make money if I catch skips. So I was motivated to tough it out in my hellishly hot car, hoping for a shot at snagging Barrel.
I worked the street when I was a hoe, Lula said, but I was in a better section. This here block is for losers. No high-class hoe would work this block. Darling Gooch worked this block, but it turned out she was killing people as a hobby.
Lula was fanning herself with a crumpled fast food bag she'd found on the floor in the back of my car, and the smell of stale French fries and ketchup wafted out at me.
You keep waving that bag around, and we're going to smell like we work the fry station at Cluck in a Bucket, I said to her.
I hear you.